We always assume the first 30 days. If we have a doubt, we have made a mistake. So what would be the halacha? If you make a mistake or you have a doubt, as long as you're not so sure. So the halacha is as follows. I'm supposed to say, Mechayim etim atar rav lehoshinya morit hatal. Let's say I made a mistake and I said, Mashiv haruach morit hageshem. Toch kele dibur, I want to fix it. I say, Mashiv haruach morit hageshem, morit hatal. According to many of the poskim, and this is the conclusion, that is not good. That means, because even if you, in general we hold, toch kele dibur ke dibur dami. That let's say you said, Baruch atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh, you did not say. You said, HaEl HaKadosh. So then I fix HaMelech HaKadosh. So Tochel Dibur over there is good. But over here, being that it is considered to be, Mashiv HaRuach Morit HaGeshem is considered to be Qilala during the summertime, so it's assumed that it is not good, L'chadchila for sure not. So what should I do? I should go to the beginning of the second Beracha, which is Atah Gibor Le'olam Hashem. That would be the best. So but let's say I did not, and I concluded myself this way, Mashiv HaRuach Morit HaGeshem, Morit Atal. Bedieved, if you continued, we say it's okay. But let's say you continued further, and you got up to, that means I said Mashiv HaRuach Morit HaGeshem, I did not fix myself, and I'm up to Baruch Atah Hashem, having in mind to say, Mechaye HaMetin, which is the conclusion of this Beracha. So I'm supposed to change it to a Pasuch, even though in general, the name of Hashem has more Kedusha, whenever it is in a context of a Beracha, has much more Kedusha, but nevertheless, under the circumstances, otherwise I would have to repeat anyway, I'm allowed to change the name of Hashem in the context of the Beracha, to name of Hashem in the context of a Pasuch. So I change it, I say, Baruch Atah Adonai, Lamedeni Chukecha. Even though I had in mind to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayam Etim. So I change it, no problem. What do I do now? Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamedeni Chukecha. I did that. So what do? I go to the beginning of the second Beracha, which is Atah Gibor, Le'olam Hashem, Mechayam Etim Atah Rav Le'oshinya, Morit Atah. But let's say I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mechayam Etim. Can I insert Murid Hatal at this moment before, even though I did not as of yet start Atah Chadosh Vishimu Chadosh, the answer is nothing doing. If you do insert, nothing doing again. You would have to repeat from the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. Once you finish Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaye HaMetim, forget about inserting at this moment. You have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. So now, whenever you need to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, whenever it is in the mistake is in the first three berachot, let's say, whether during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah or at this moment, and you made a mistake, you would have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You do not need to repeat the pasuk, which is Hashem Sefatai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Teilatecha. You continue, and hopefully this time you say it correctly. And again, if you have a doubt again, what did I do? You would have to repeat again. As long as over here the first 90 times, you would have to be clear about it. But once you have a doubt, or you know for a fact that you made a mistake, you would have to repeat. So this is the halacha up until, you finish memory, mechayametim. You would have to repeat. If you finish the entire davening, the entire shacharit, the entire mincha, the entire Arvit, Afilu Musaf on Shabbat, and you have a doubt, you don't even need the first 30 days, you don't need a Tnai Shel Nedava backup. Nothing doing. The halacha is, once you have a doubt, or you know for a fact you made a mistake, the assumption that is given to you is that you made a mistake. Even if you have a doubt, the assumption is you made a mistake. So the Chachamim said, you would have to repeat. Once you need to repeat, you don't need a backup plan of Tnai Shel Nedava. So therefore you'd have to repeat. Afil on Shabbat, you repeat. Once I have a doubt. So therefore I finish my Shemoneh Esrei. I have a doubt. Did I say Morit Hatal or I didn't say? I don't remember. So if it is immediately that you just finished, this is the Mishnah Berurah writes, that if it is immediate, then assumption is you made a mistake, you repeat. And this time you do say Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. When I finished Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayam Etim, it's too late. I would have to repeat my Shemoneh Esrei. I'm in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. I don't need to say Hashem Sefatai Tiftach. But whenever I finish my Shemoneh Esrei and I have a doubt, I would have to repeat the Hashem Sefatai Tiftach also.